This Quran guides to the most correct path. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. This speech talks about chapter number 78 in the Quran called An-Naba, meaning the news or the tiding. What is that greatest tiding? Is it a storm or an earthquake? Is it a hurricane or a volcano? Is it a war or a calamity? Is it a destructive epidemic or a sweeping flood?
عما يتساءلون
عما يتساءلون
What are they asking about? About the greatest news? To me, the question is a sudden blow upon the heedless mind and the unattentive soul. It is a direct warning to the millions of people who are so busy with their life that they forget about the day of resurrection.
عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
It is the day that every human being will resurrect from the grave and will be held accountable for all previous deeds, good or bad. So wake up, man. Look around you. Reflect upon your life. This is exactly how I feel when I listen to the first portion of this chapter. Now, let me share with you the translation of the meanings of the words of Allah. First, we will listen to the translation sentence by sentence and line by line, and then I will explain each of them in detail. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
About what are they asking?
عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ
About the fateful tiding?
الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ
On which they are at variance?
كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ
No, indeed. They shall certainly know.
ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ
Again, no indeed, they shall certainly know.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا
Have we not spread and leveled the earth?
وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا
And made the mountains as pegs.
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
We created you in pairs.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا
And made your sleep a session of activity.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا
We made the night a mantle.
وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
And appointed the day for gaining your living.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا
We built above you seven heavens, mighty one.
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
And placed therein a blazing lamp.
وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا.
We sent down out of the rain clouds water in abundance.
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
By which we bring forth grain and plants.
وجنات ألفافا.
And gardens thick with trees.
إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا.
Fixed is the day of decision.
يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا.
On that day the trumpet is blown and you shall come in crowds.
وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا.
And heaven is opened and becomes gates.
وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا.
And the mountains are set in motion and seem to have been a mirage.
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا.
Hell stands as a vigilant watch guard.
للطاغين مآبا.
A home for the tyrants and the transgressors.
لابثين فيها أحقابا.
Therein they shall abide for ages.
لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا.
Tasting neither coolness nor any drink.
إلا حميما وغساقا.
Save boiling fluids and decaying filth.
جزاء وفاقا.
A fitting recompense.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
They did not expect to be faced with the reckoning.
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا.
And continuously denied our revelation.
وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا.
But we noted and recorded all.
فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
And we shall say, taste this, then the only increase you shall have is increase of torment.
إن للمتقين مفازا.
Verily, the God-fearing shall have a place of security.
حدائق وأعنابا.
Gardens and vineyards.
وكواعب أترابا.
And high-bosomed maiden of equal age for companions.
وكأسا دهاقا.
And a cup overflowing.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا.
There they shall hear no nonsense nor any falsehood.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
Such is the recompense of your Lord, a truly sufficient gift.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا.
Lord of the heavens and earth and all that lies between them, the all-merciful with whom they have no power to speak.
يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا.
On that day when the spirit and the angels stand in ranks, they shall not speak save him to whom all merciful has given leave. And who shall say what is right?
ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا.
That day is a certainty. Let him who will seek a way back to his Lord.
إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا.
We have forewarned you of an imminent scourge on the day when a man will look on what his hands have forwarded, and the disbeliever will cry, "Would that I were dust! Would that I were dust!" Now, let's listen to a brief explanation of these verses. Throughout ages, the disbelievers were skeptical of the day of resurrection or the day of judgment. They used to argue with the believers about it. For them, it sounded very strange. They didn't want to believe in it. That's why Almighty Allah said, "About what are they asking? About the faithful tiding," meaning the day of judgment. "That day they are at variance. Indeed, they will know," meaning when the day will happen, when the day will come. Almighty Allah repeated the same verse twice. "Indeed, they will know. Indeed, they will know." To confirm the meaning for them, Allah used three different forms of emphasizing the meaning. First, He repeated the same verse twice. Second, He used the word "nay," meaning definitely it will happen, followed by the word "indeed," "kalla."
Kalla سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Then Almighty Allah addressed their minds to urge them to think. He reminded them of His ability and how He spread the earth and leveled it and how He raised the mountains. He also reminded them how He created them in pairs.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا.
Then He continued reminding them in a very beautiful style that addresses their minds and their hearts. He talked about His creation that is seen by naked eyes, that shows His might and power. He talked about the day and the night, the skies and the earth, the rain and the trees, the sun and the planet. All these are signs and evidence that show that everything is created for a specific purpose. Consequently, there will be a resurrection and there will be a reckoning. Therefore, He stated it clearly, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Certainly, the day of decision, the day of resurrection is already fixed. Then Allah continues describing some details of that day, when the trumpet is blown, and the people will come from their graves in crowds, and the heaven itself will open and become gates. The day of resurrection, the mountains will move, they will fly, and they will become like a mirage. On that day, hellfire will be ready for those who were transgressors in life, and those who did not believe. There, in hellfire, they will live forever, tasting no coolness nor cold drink. Even when they drink boiling fluid and eat decaying filth. The listener or the reader of the verses feels disgusted and fearful of hellfire. This is a fitting recompense for those who did not believe that there is reckoning in the day of judgment, for those who continually denied the signs and the evidence that there is no God except Almighty Allah. Then Allah reminds us that He recorded and noted everything. Consequently, the disbelievers deserve to taste such severe torment. On the other hand, Allah shows us how the people who believed in Him and worshipped Him alone will be in peace and security. For them, paradise is prepared to welcome them. Then they will find everything they love and they wish and they want. They will find beautiful gardens, tasty fruits, beautiful women, nice food, and excellent drinks. Therein, they will never hear nonsense nor any falsehood, as they used to hear from the disbelievers in this life. This is their reward from Allah, the Lord of heavens and earth. Finally, Allah assures that those who used to deny and question the day of judgment, will definitely confess that it is a certainty, that this day is a certainty. Then Allah reminds every human being that He, glory to Him, forewarned us of imminent torture. On that day, when everyone sees what he or she has done, and on that day, the disbeliever will cry, "I wish I were dust. I wish I were dust. I wish I were not a human being suffering such torture." My dear audience, this is a quick and brief explanation of chapter 78, known as An-Naba, or the tidings. I hope you understood it and you got some lessons for yourself. Finally, I ask Allah to guide us all to the truth and to protect us from hellfire. Amen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yatasaalun 'anil naba'il 'azim الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
This is the end of side A, and the rest of the tape will be filled by Quranic recitation. I hope you enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahman. 'Allama al-Qur'an. Khalaqa al-insan. 'Allamahu al-bayan. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان